今天我们感谢神，再次有机会，再去思想上帝的话语。
We thank God that we have gathered together today to ponder upon God's word.
我们请大家打开出埃及记第十七章。
Let us turn to the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, chapter 17.
你打开，我们把人打开啊。
Exodus chapter 17.
第九十面，第八节开始。
We will be looking from verse 8.
打开以后，我们可以一面看一面讲，好不好？
You can leave your Bibles open as we follow on with this.
好，我们就做个祷告。
Let us start with.
感谢神给我们这样的机会，在一起同心敬拜。
Dear, thank you, God, for this chance to come together to worship.
求你安静我们的心。
Lord, we pray that you quiet our hearts.
明白你的话语。
That we may come to know your word.
能够更加认识我们的主。
That we will come to know you even closer.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, we pray for your guidance.
赐福给我们每一个人。
Bless each and everyone.
祷告奉耶稣圣名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 当你打开出埃及记十七章末了一段的时候。
So as you looked at Exodus chapter 17.
我们看见摩西是个很会祷告的人。
We see that Moses is a man of great faith and prayer.
他晓得他每一天都遇到一些难处了，对不对？
He knew that he was encountering a lot of problems.
特别在十七章末了告诉我们了。
Towards the end of chapter 17.
这是非常重要的一个祷告。
It is a very important prayer.
如果失败了，一些人就被就很可怜了。
Because if he had failed, it would have been doomed for the Israelites.
如果他成功了，那么以色列人就得胜了。
And if he was successful, it was victory for Israel.
所以我们看到十七章的祷告，就好像什么，好像马太福音第四章一样的。
So the prayer in Exodus chapter 17 is like the prayer in Matthew chapter 4.
非常重要的。
It is a very crucial prayer.
就是耶稣就是受试探的时候。
And it was when Jesus was being tempted.
这是就能够成功，不能够失败的。
And he only have to overcome.
如果他失败了，恐怕这个神的计划要重新开始了。
Because had he succumbed to that temptation, history would have been different.
也好像是福音书末了的几章一样。
And it would be like the ending of all the four gospels.
就是耶稣上十字架的事情。
And Jesus was crucified on a cross.
要成就救恩的事情呢。
And he was to accomplish salvation.
也是非常重要的。
And that was very important.
如果这些都失败了。
Now if all of these failed.
恐怕我们神的计划恐怕延期。
And maybe God's plan would have been prolonged.
所以只许成功，不许可失败。
He was only allowed to succeed and not to fail.
我们看摩西带领以色列人出埃及啊。
So let's see when Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt.
的确是很多的问题了。
He had to overcome a lot of problems.
我们不要以为是过了红海之后就什么问题都没有了。
And it doesn't mean that once they crossed the Red Sea that it was all smooth sailing.
他们面对很多的难处。
Because he encountered many difficulties.
摩西从来没有带领过这么多的人。
First, Moses never led such a big group of people.
几百万的人
，100,000，
很不容易啊。
It was not easy.
如果你做个管理的人呢，20个人、30个人、50个人都很难管理了。
Or it was almost a million people. And imagine today you are to supervise 10 or 20 people. That's not easy.
所以你看，摩西真是很不容易事情，对不对
？So Moses had his hands full.
你要照顾他们的生活
，and he had to take care of their daily needs.
住的问题
，shelter，
吃的问题
，food。
还有各种各样的问题，也许还有心理上的问题，对不对？因为他们不知道前面道路怎么样，不知道前途怎么样，
所以
很多很多的难处。你想遇到这些难处的时候啊，有什么办法呢？
What was the solution?
摩西只有祷告，对不对？
And Moses turned to prayer.
只有仰望神。
And he looked up to the Lord.
只有依靠神。
And he trusted in the Lord.
每一天都有新的难处了。
And every day there were new problems.
每一天都有新的难处临到他们的身上。
Because every day there were new things around.
今天没有粮食。
Perhaps no food for a day.
明天没有水。
And no water for the next day.
后天遇到敌人。
And maybe enemies the day after.
很多问题产生。
One after another.
同样的道理。
The same logic.
我们知道我们的日常生活当中啊，
and as we, even today,
我们也会遇到不同的难处，对不对？
We too encounter many
每个家庭有不同的难处。
Every family have your own situation.
这难处的程度也不同的。
And every family has different
degrees. 当你遇到这些难处的，你怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
你逃避吗？
Do you run away?
你不能逃避。
You cannot run away.
你怎么样去面对呢？
How do you face?
如果你是信靠神的人，
and if you trust in God,
你要仰望神，
you will depend on God.
要依靠神，
you will trust in Him.
胜过这些软弱，对不对？
And to rise victorious against these.
我们看见摩西带这批人呢，是从来都是没有打过仗的人。
And you can imagine the people that Moses was leading had never gone to war.
他们世世代代都是牧羊养羊的人。
Because generation after generation, they were shepherds.
这是他们出埃及以后啊，出过了红海，第一次要面对敌人的打仗。
So they crossed the Red Sea, and it was their first ever experience to face the enemy.
这是非常重要的事情。
So this was very crucial.
如果他们想到打仗，他们就害怕。
Now, if they were, it was mentioned to go to war, they were all scared.
从来没有打过仗。
They never had to go to war.
从来不晓得怎么样面对敌人。
And they never knew how to face enemies.
如果他们看到这难处的时候啊。
So as they faced this difficulty,
他们的选择是什么呢？
What were their choices?
回埃及去了，对不对？
They thought they would rather go back to Egypt.
但是摩西遇到这样的难处怎么样？
But Moses, in the midst of this difficulty,
他就仰望神了。
He turned to the Lord.
所以十七章一开始的时候啊，
so at the beginning of chapter 17,
他们过了红海，
after they crossed the Red Sea,
第一次遇到难处是什么呢？
The first problem came about.
没有水。
No water.
这是真正的问题了。
That's a real problem.
不像今天你开水龙头，冷水的水都有，对不对？
They do not have the convenience of our water today.
你不想到说今天你不感觉到这缺水，没有水用的难处，对不对？
And we do not feel the need of not having clean water.
但是当时以色列是走旷野的道路。
And the Israelites were in the wilderness.
这么多的人。
That many people.
水的问题。
No water.
是个很大的问题。
And that was a big problem.
同样的道理。
In the same.
在四十年之后，民数记二十章告诉我们了。
In the book of Numbers, chapter 20.
他们也是遇到水的问题。
Again, there was a problem with no water.
也照样埋怨上帝。
And the people grumbled against God.
所以你看，四十年前跟四十年后，同样遇到难处，他们埋怨上帝。
So you could see the parallel 40 years before and 40 years after.
这说明什么呢？
People grumbled against God because lack of water.
就好像说以色列在原地走一样，完全没有进步的可能。
It showed that there was no progress in the people of Israel.
四十年走旷野的道路，应该有进步，对不对？
You would imagine that after spending 40 years in the wilderness,
你可以想象，你可以想象一下，一个基督徒走了人生的路程，四十年了，还是同样的原地跑，那真是很凄凉，对不对？
Or for a Christian to have spent 40 years as a Christian and not having progressed in faith.
所以换句话说，摩西所面对难处很大的。
So, in short, Moses had a lot of problems to face.
他有外在的难处。
He had external problems.
外在的就是那些敌人的侵略。
And that includes enemies.
我们可以想象一下啊。
And you can imagine.
摩西带着这几百万的人走旷野的道路啊。
And as Moses was leading these millions of people
into the wilderness.
你知道
在旷野住那些人，在迦南地的那些人呢、啊，是怎么样的人呢？
And you can imagine. What were the people like around them in Canaan?
他们看到这些以色列是一个新的民族，一定会欺负他们，去击打他们。
And so the people around the path that they walked passed by thought that this group of people are coming to take away their land.
但是我们知道上帝保护他们，对不对？
But we knew that God protected them.
上帝与他们同在。
And God stayed with them.
有难处。
Even in challenges.
他依靠神。
They trusted in God,
就胜过这些难处，对不对？
And they were able to overcome these.
还不但如此啊！
And not only so.
好像他们遇到敌人，好像亚玛利人。
And even when they encountered their enemies, the
他们不能胜过以色列人。
Even the Amalekites could not win over.
所以他们打的战争是什么样战争呢？
And so they fought against the Amalek.
他们从后面去侵略以色列人，对不对？
These people attacked from behind.
所以这些以色列人呢、啊，走旷野道路就走得不好了，对不对
？And so the people of Israel, walked through the wilderness in much difficulty.
太多的顾虑，后面有太多的顾虑了。
Because they were worried that they would be attacked and ambushed from behind.
所以你看，以色列有外在问题，有内在问题。
So you could see that the people of Israel had problems from external and problems internally.
所以这旷野道路就很难走了，对不对？
So the path in the wilderness was not an easy one.
同样的道理啊。
In the same manner.
今天我们行走天路,
and as we walked our heavenly
journey. 也许我们真的很多的顾虑，很多的操劳。 很多的负担,
we too have a lot of burdens and anxieties around us.
我们真的不能一心一意地向前走这条天路,
we are unable to stay focused in the path towards heaven.
因为世界的东西太吸引我们了,
because the many things around this world attract and distract us.
但是让我们真是好像不能够专心跟随主,
so it takes away our full focus and concentration.
太多诱惑的东西,
because there's too much temptation.
你比如说我们保罗同工迪马也是遇到这样的事情,
not only even Paul himself and his co-worker Demas.
还有其他世界诱惑我们的东西,
because many things in this world are temptations around us.
所以有人说世界就像海水一样,
some people say the world is like an ocean.
人很渴慕, 越喝这个海水, 越怎么样, 越干渴,
and as people thirst to drink for this seawater, they become even more thirsty.
就不会满足了,
and it is not satisfying.
唯有耶稣基督是生命之水, 他们才能够满足,
and it is only in the Lord Jesus Christ, the living water, that will satisfy.
所以第四章告诉我们,
we are told in verse
9, 他们就祷告神, 祷告是一种属灵征战,
and so they prayed, and prayer is itself
spiritual war. 所以亚伦夫尔在上面祷告,
and so they went up the hill to pray.
下面又是在打仗,
and Joshua was fighting the battle.
表面上看起来好像又是在打仗,
it, on the surface it looks like Joshua was leading the battle.
实际上那个上面的祷告是非常重要的,
but equally or even more important are those praying on top of the hill.
因为上帝在掌管一切, 对不对?
Because God was in control.
他们祷告成功, 下面就成功了,
and if their prayers were successful, they were victorious in war.
祷告也会累, 亚伦啊, 也会累, 对不对?
And as Aaron assisted Moses in the prayer, they too become tired.
他人需要人扶持他的,
and they needed to be supported.
你说你祷告时候也是这样, 对不对?
And in our prayers today,
你想说祷告一下, 实际上你就睡着了了, 对不对?
And sometimes you pray and you doze off to sleep.
是人会软弱,
and because we are weak in flesh.
好像耶稣的门徒在克西马的园一样, 对不对?
And same thing for Jesus when he prayed in Gethsemane.
甚至耶稣的门徒也会在克西马的园打瞌睡, 对不对?
And you recall that even the disciples doze off to sleep in Gethsemane.
所以祷告是个属灵征战,
so prayer is a spiritual warfare.
第二件事情, 祷告是我们人当尽的本分。
Okay, second point is that prayer is our obligation.
你想当摩西遇到这些难处的时候啊,
so when Moses encountered all these challenges,
他做了应该做的事情,
he did what he was supposed to do.
他叫约书亚把人分配出来, 前面在打仗,
and he told Joshua to separate the people to go to war.
下面, 然后上面在祷告,
and the rest of them stayed up on the hill to pray.
上帝能够叫这场征战的胜利的关键乃在乎上面的祷告,
because they had to focus on prayer in the midst of war.
我们人有当今的本分, 对不对?
We too have our own obligation.
当我们遇到难处的时候,
and as we encounter our own challenges, we need to draw near to God.
求告他帮助你, 对不对?
And seek his help.
我们也知道祷告也是根据神的应许,
because prayer is also according to God's promise.
圣经也告诉我们说，亚伦拿着神的杖在山上祷告。
The Bible says Aaron took the staff and was praying up on the hill.
这个杖是代表神的权威啊。
The staff represents God's authority.
他们在埃及降十灾的时候啊。
And when they were in Egypt in the plagues,
然后过红海,
and they crossed the Red Sea,
去打磐石,
and they fought all wars,
然后都是靠这个杖来行事情的。
It was all with the staff of the God in hand,
表示神的应许跟权柄。
And that was the it symbolizes God's authority and God's promise.
今天我们来到神的面前也是这样,
so as we draw before God's presence,
我们没有什么可以依靠可以凭着什么事情, 就凭着神的应许。
Perhaps we come before God with nothing to rely on but the word of God.
来祷告, 对不对?
And we come to pray.
通常我们祷告有三个反应,
Often there are three possible responses. 当
我们来到神面前祷告的时候，
when we come to pray before God,
也许你求很多事情，
maybe you ask for a list.
第一个答案是没有 no.
The first answer could be no.
对吧？第二个是马上给你答应 yes.
The second answer could be an immediate yes.
好像这里祷告马上就看到果效了。
Just like the example today, it has an immediate effect.
以色列人胜过仇敌。
And the Israelites were victorious against their
enemies. 他们大大的胜利。
And they were greatly victorious.
第三件事情呢？
The third possible.
当我们祷告的时候，
after you pray,
你祷告了，
you keep praying,
也不是 no， 也不是 yes，
and you couldn't hear a yes nor a no.
你要做什么呢？
What do you do?
等候。
You wait.
等候。
Wait.
等候神的时间，
it is waiting for God's time.
按照神的心意来成全，
it is waiting for God's will to be manifest.
所以你知道这点，你就可以怎么样学习祷告，对不对？
So if you are aware of this, then you will come before God in prayer.
是的，在我们生活当中，我们会遇到很多很多的难处。
And we encounter many kinds of challenges.
叫我们操练我们的信心。
And it is to train our faith.
我讲个简单的见证就结束了。
I will give a short.Testimony as we close.
我想大家你认识我家的儿子老二凯莉。
You all know the pastor's second son, Carrie.
他想他念完神学之后啊。
And he thought that after finishing the seminary.
三年的神学，对。
After 3 years.
六月，去年六月毕业了。
He graduated this past June.
他人生的计划都计划好了。
And he planned his whole life.
六月神学毕业。
He said after he graduated from the seminary.
七月就结婚了。
He got married in July.
八月就什么？
And in August,
可以上任做主的工作，对不对？
And he could start his work for the Lord.
这个计划好吗？
Was this plan good?
因为他也听说，如果你到教会里面去工作的时候啊，
And he heard that if you work in the church,
最好你先成家
It is better that you have a family first.
然后教会才敢请你，对不对？
And the church will be more willing to hire you.
所以计划好了。
And he made his plans.
六月毕业了。
And he graduated in
七月结婚了。
June and got married in July.
八月上任了。
And he started work in August.
但是有时候我们计划有时候真是不一定照我们心意这样走的，对不对？
But sometimes things don't happen as we plan.
他已经准备好了。
Although he was prepared.
你想他在原来教会里面帮忙了神学读神学的时候帮忙了三年的时间呢。
And he was all this time helping out in the seminary for 3 years.
大家都认识他。
And everybody knew him.
而且主任牧师也暗示他说，你可能将来就在我们教会侍奉了。
And he was told that there is a possibility he would stay and help in the church.
那你知道他们开聘牧委员会的时候
？But as they had their church meeting,
他说我们要至少五年工作的经验。
The church decided that they needed somebody with 5 years.
你不是请主任牧师，请青年牧师啊？你还有五年工作的经验。
They wanted for the youth pastor someone with 5 years of experience.
所以你看，这都很不容易事情，对不对啊
？So it was not easy.
但是你三年当中在教会，大家都认识你，为什么还要五年工作经验呢
？But in spite of the fact that he spent 3 years in that church and everybody knew him.
他把条件放高，你就没有机会了。
So they raised the requirements, and there was nothing he could do.
对你来讲一定很失望，对不对？
And that looks to be quite a disappointment.
我相信他也失望，对不对？
And I'm sure Kerry was.
但是他是比较内向的，他不讲话。
But he had kept this to himself.
怎么办呢？
And so what could he do?
结婚哦，就结了婚哦，你要养家嘛，对不对？
And he already got married, and he had to support his.
他的岳父岳母也期望他，盼望我的女儿不用工作了，你工作就可以了，对不对
？And he thought he wanted to support his family, so his wife need not work.
所以就开始找教会了。
So he started looking for other churches.
有些教会说你来我们教会帮忙。
And many churches welcomed him to help.
我们再计划一下。
And as they were making their plans.
有些人说不如你再来我们教会试试。
And some people said, "Come to our church for internship."
我们下步再怎么样走啊
？And we will figure out what to do.
其实在纽约有教会要请他了。
Even there is one church in New York who would like to welcome him.
但是他嫌不方便，因为他太暂时不能离开，对不对
？But it was not convenient as his wife needed to stay where they are.
甚至有人说，你不如说你倒回以前那个工作就好了，对不对？
And some people said that maybe you should go back to your old job.
这很不容易啊。
And that's not easy.
你想想看哦，刚结婚要养家，现在下工作下步怎么办呢？对不对？很不容易。
So he is in a difficult situation. He just got married and have to support his wife, and he has no job.
人家给你很多的意见，去教补习啦，做回以前的工作啦，然后去教会实习啦，来我教会帮忙啦，等等这些，对不对
？And many people offered their advice whether to go do many different things or go to his old job.
那很不容易啊。
And that was not easy.
六月份毕业，七八九十十一十二一六个月。六个月没有工作，对不对
？And since he graduated and got married in the summer, it's been 8 months.
哇，那这时候做太太很重要。
And the role of the wife is very important.
他的未婚妻就是以前还没有结婚，到过我们家里面，我告诉他。
So before they got married, his fiance came to our house.
我告诉他，如果你要嫁给传道人，你要预备心哦。
So I said, to then the fiance, I said, if you are to get married to a pastor, you have to prepare your heart.
生活不是那么富裕的。
Because life will not be easy.
对对，你要预备心哦。
You have to prepare your heart.
如果你不能吃苦的话啊。
And if you are not able to suffer.
就很难，很难生活下去，对不对
？And it will be hard, a hard life.
所以无论如何，你一定要同心。遇到难处，你一定要同心，对不对
？But regardless of any difficulty, you have to have the same heart.
何况他没有念过神学，对不对
？And besides. She did not go to seminary.
同样念过神学，也是同样遇到试验，也是来的时候也是不容易事情，对不对
？And even then, if someone would had gone to seminary, it would not be easy.
祷告仰望神，真的。
So it was prayer.
我非常相信上帝所讲的话。
And I truly believe in God's word.
我常常讲的约翰第六章那句话，记得吗
？And in John chapter 6,
我耶稣原知道怎么样喜应。
Jesus knew what to do.
一等就是六个月的。
He knew it has to be 8 months of waiting.
太太跟他同心。
And his wife stood beside him.
你看见吗？
And so you see.
二月份最后有教会请他了。
So they have to wait, and then in February.
信心的考验，坚持到底。
So this was a trial of faith.
仰望神。
To depend on God.
这是就是每一天会遇到不同的事情，对不对
？Because every day we will be faced with many different.
不单是找工作的事情，生活事情，彼此相处的很多的难处啊。
Whether it's looking for a job or living together on many different difficulties.
突发的事情。
And something unthought of.
你想不到的事情，对不对
？Something you are not anticipating.
来到神的面前。
Just come before God.
切切的仰望。
Sincerely trust.
当你不能忍受试探试验的时候，神就怎么样为你开条道路，开路给你。
When it comes to a point that you feel you are not able to sustain yourself, God will open a way.
哇，你等很久了，等候很久了。
It might be a long wait.
你再等下去真是受不了，对不对
？And it feels that you cannot wait anymore.
你要抓住上帝的应许。
You want to grab on.
在你受试验的时候。最受不了的时候，神就为你开条出路。
You wanted to hold on to God's promises, and when it feels like there is no promises at sight,
你不知道明天要发生什么事情，对不对
？As you do not know what happens.
好像摩西行走旷野道路40年，你不知道前面要发生什么事情。
It was just like Moses, 40 years in the wilderness, not knowing where they were headed.
水的问题
，water，
粮食的问题
，food，
住的问题
，shelter，
前面道路的问题
，the road ahead，
敌人的问题
，enemies。
很多很多这些老百姓心里的问题
，and the emotional problems of the people he was leading，
因为他们老是想要回埃及嘛
，because they all wanted to go back to Egypt，
这些人就来到神的面前仰望神
，and so he went before the presence of God，
你要经历到神的作为
，to experience God's miracles，
求主帮助我们
，so may God help us，
学习摩西
，let us learn from Moses，
每一天都会遇到事情的时候
，as we encounter many different things every day，
来到神的面前依靠神。
Just draw before God's presence and trust in Him. Let us bow and pray.
我们请翻译祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you as Moses and Aaron did to depend on your workings in our lives, Lord. Whatever the circumstances, whatever the challenges, whether we are on a life's journey or at the ends of what might appear to be our journey, we trust, Lord, that you will open a way and show your faithfulness even when at times we may lack faith. We thank you, Lord, for the lessons today that you have shared with us and spoken into our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives. And we trust, Lord, that every challenge that comes into our lives, every difficulty that we encounter, is for refining our faith and strengthening our faith in you. We praise you and thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 把时间交给主席。